On Monday, Congress held a five-hour hearing with the FBI and NSA directors to investigate whether or not the Russians interfered in U.S. elections by hacking the DNC servers. There was no proof presented that the DNC servers were hacked by the Russians to obtain emails that showed the DNC colluded with the Clinton campaign to rig the Democratic primary elections, which were published by the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. The FBI, NSA, nor any U.S. agency with powers to investigate has examined the DNC servers to determine if the server was hacked. Yet news outlets keep reporting that 17 intelligence agencies agree that the Russians hacked the DNC server without any of them actually examining the servers. The source of the allegations of server hacking is the DNC, yet no U.S. agency can independently verify the claim. Hacking computer servers is a crime. The FBI is supposed to investigate crimes, which would include examining the crime scene. In this case, examining the DNC server. The FBI has not examined the DNC servers to determine if the servers were hacked, but yet not a single member of Congress asked FBI Director James Comey why the FBI Cyber Crimes Division has not examined the DNC servers like they did Hillary Clinton's private server she kept in a basement at one of her homes. Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 elections not because of anything the Russians did, but because she decided to use a private server for work and lied about not receiving work-related emails. On that server. Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 elections in part because leaked emails revealed that the DNC rigged its elections to favor Hillary Clinton over all other candidates. It is time for the Democratic Party to own up to the fact that it was the actions of the DNC and their favorite candidate, Hillary Clinton, that cost Clinton the election. If Congress is concerned about U.S. elections, then where are the hearings on the DNC rigging its own primaries? This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. Find more commentary and news at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.